Efforts to memorialize a deadly event in Springfield 110 years ago, where two innocent black men were lynched, continues on. Rachel Otwell took a drive to Peoria to visit with an artist who says his work can't be separated from politics.
Preston Jackson grew up in Decatur. He was part of a large family and he began drawing at a young age. While he says his dyslexia made certain parts of learning hard, he went on to be a professor at multiple colleges, including the Art Institute of Chicago. He has art studios in that city as well as in Peoria, where I joined him to talk about his latest work, a mural depicting a scene from the 1908 race riot in Springfield, which led to the founding of the NAACP. Its unveiling was this week, and it will remain on display at St. John's Hospital Women's and Children's Clinic.
Nuns took care of people, carried them in, healed their wounds, kept them clean and comfortable. But the important part is that they were placed side by side, white and black patients. The only thing that the nuns were aware of is that these people need their service. These people need help. I don't want audiences to forget there was love for those involved, and they were placed side by side, probably conversing. You know, isn't that an irony?
And so we've been talking about how your work involves history, and a lot of the time it's these histories that we don't talk about as much as a society.
Right.
People in Springfield, some still don't know that it's the home of the NAACP and that this mm-hmm. massacre happened where two innocent black men were lynched. But you've also dealt with history that's a little more well-known. You created a Richard Pryor sculpture, comedian and Peoria native. You've done an Obama bust. We've been talking about how you merge history and art in this visceral way.
Well, it's not like I did this on purpose, you know. I grew up responding to the events during my childhood. That has never been all roses, because many things have happened, especially in my career as an artist and the color of my skin. Even today, as we sit here, I still have pressures, reactions to the extra things that I have to be aware of. That takes up energy, takes up time, takes up money, you know. All of these things that's attached to me simply by being black, you know, that's quite a weight, you know. And I am not that happy with today's government and what's happening, especially to the poor, the veterans, and also the street people that I'm around quite a bit. My art career, I can say, is sharing something about making this a better world. So I'm looking at a weight on my shoulders that I'm constantly pushing around to feel better, both physically and mentally.
And you touched on this, but I was going to ask, since politics is something you speak out about freely and clearly inspires you, what about current politics, especially perhaps in the last 2 years? What are your feelings there, and does that bleed into the artwork?
My work has always been political. I would love to not have to paint things about this particular time. These are dangerous times, very dangerous times with our president. And I feel, because of my knowledge of history, delving so deep into the history, what happened in Germany, you know, this whole thing of a totalitarian government, this bullying, this idea of shutting down the press. I know what happened to the artists during Nazi Germany and Stalin. What happened to these people? Very famous artists, great artists. Somehow we look at them, you know, we're talking about Picasso and Kolvitz and Kokoschka and all of these artists that spoke out against imprisonment of people. Artists today, I feel, are not doing enough, and visual artists especially. They go comfortably to their studios. I mean, it's kind of like creating an elite artist society above the people. I mean, when I look at Bill Traylor's work, you know, and Kerry James Marshall, it was directly about and for the people. Sorry to say that my generation and the artists that I'm around and know, very, you know, the people at the Art Institute, most of my friends in Chicago, I don't see or experience any strong commentary about where we are politically.
Some people might wonder why that's the role of an artist, to comment on politics. Why do you see that as being your role?
Simply because you're alive. Most artists, I don't feel, are opening their eyes and their hearts to reality. It took me a long time to get representation in a gallery, which I still don't have. I have a lot of art out there, public things, because I win a lot of competitions, you know. But I've never been offered galleries. And a lot of the competitions that I've won is simply because of cities and people finding someone that fit. And, of course, I don't fit. Neither does my subject. But I survive, and I continue. And I hate to put it in these words, I become very good at my art.
You were listed as one of the top 10 Illinois artists, along with Frank Lloyd Wright and Vivian Mayer were also on that list, and it was compiled in honor of the state's bicentennial. You're definitely a quote-unquote Renaissance man in the sense of prolific output, which we're surrounded by right now, and the diversity of your talents. You were doing Tai Chi when we got here. You play guitar. You're an educator for children here at this Contemporary Art Center in Peoria, Professor Emeritus, Art Institute of Chicago. The list goes on. There's so many various forms of art you do, even. What do you want your own legacy to be? We've been talking about the legacy of Black people in America and specific historical figures. Do you think about your own legacy?
I have. Lately, I've been thinking about mortality. They say at some point of your life, that idea of it will become stronger, and I think it has, you know. What I want to leave here, I think, what I want to see happen is that the planet survives. That's first of all. Politics don't mean squat. You know, when you don't have a planet, there's no place to live. Science has proven planets die, just like stars die, you know. Everything has its day, its ending. What I would like to see is that the blending of human beings, all human beings on the face of the earth, coming together to preserve the earth. I chose to be representational. I was trained, not trained, but when I worked on my MFA, my work was a pure abstract, strictly abstract. You know, it's affected, you know, by great artists. Richard Hunt of Chicago was one of my favorites. Frank Gallo, and really great artists. So I chose to use representational art to make it plain, you know, that old saying, make it plain. I wanted to offer art to the people of all levels of education. I want them to feel it, not just see it, but to feel the subject right away and connect to it and say something like, hey, that could be me, or that's how I feel, you know? But I think the artists, you know, themselves, they should really try hard to include others and everyone and say it direct. Don't be afraid. If you don't speak up, no one is going to get into a better position. So artists, you know, get some guts.